This episode is brought to you by the Arvada Center, because they're kicking off their summer concert series in June. Relax under the stars at the Arvada Center's outdoor amphitheater and take in acts like Melissa Etheridge, Big Richard, Tower of Power, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, The Spin Doctors, and so much more. Concerts are scheduled for June through September. You can find a whole schedule of events and get your tickets today at arvadacenter.org. That's arvadacenter.org. Hey Denver, it's Bree. Before we get to the show today, I want to personally invite you to become a founding member of CityCast Denver. If you love the podcast and you want to keep it going strong for years to come, this is the best way to support us. Supporting us means you have a part in strengthening local journalism and keeping the four full-time journalists who make this podcast employed. Learn more and become a founding member for as little as $8 a month at membership.citycast.fm. That's membership.citycast.fm. Now, on with the show. Today on CityCast Denver, fall is in the air, and Colorado is one of the most beautiful places to experience this awesome season. All week, we're sharing our fave fall getaways, places to go, things to see and do, all across the state, to inspire you to get out there. Today, we're hanging with one of our fave local influencers and mapping out some perfect fall weekend getaways in Colorado. Today is Monday, September 25th. I'm Bree Davies, and here's what Denver's talking about. We are talking fall getaways, and each of us at this table has picked a destination, and then we're going to make a case for why it's the best place in Colorado to go this fall. I am here with producer Olivia Jewel Love.
Hey, Bree.
And we are welcoming back Denver's Instagram sweetheart and our weekend trip advocate, Amanda Bittner. Hi.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Amanda, your posts are like reintroducing me to where I live. It's kind of like I grew up here, and so it reminds me of when you think you don't have anything in your closet.
Yes.
And then your friend comes over and goes, "You have the best clothes.
Just a fresh pair of eyes."
Yeah.
You know, that's the ultimate compliment, truly. Thank you so much.
Well, that's why we wanted to have you, because you're like, you've got your eyes and ears on everything happening in Colorado. Seasonally, you're just like so on top of it. So we are talking about, it's like prime fall. Are we in fall yet?
Almost.
Technically, what is it? September 23rd? We're close.
Okay. So when this comes out, yes.
We will be in it. So we've each picked a destination somewhere around the state and some things to do there that I think are really embody the season and the time. Mm-hmm. Olivia, do you want to kick us off?
Yes.
I would love to. So I'm so excited. I know that Amanda has been here recently. Mm-hmm. As per her Instagram. But I am taking us on a fall getaway to Steamboat Springs.
Yes.
Nice choice.
So,
excellent.
We're going to be staying, actually, at Strawberry Park Hot Springs.
Oh.
Yes.
So I've done this before. You can stay there. And if you stay there, they have little cabins. I stayed in one of the little cabins. They don't have, like, electricity in them. They have little gas-powered lamps and grills.
This is real off the grid.
So they have that. They also have a couple other options. I think until the end of October, you can camp. You can you can van life it.
What? I didn't know that.
You can also, they have a slightly upgraded accommodation that's in a train caboose, which is super cute. But it does have power, I believe. But yeah, you bring your own bed linens, all that stuff. You bring like headlamps and stuff because
it's like camping.
Yeah. And when you've been out there, it is dark. They don't have lights and stuff. And so when you stay at one of these little camps, you get after hours hot spring access. So you get to go there after dark, after everyone else leaves. So you can go there the whole night. So like all night long, you can go whenever you want. And
what?
You can go sit in the hot springs and look at the stars.
I was just going to say, there's no little to no light pollution if there's no electricity.
It's gorgeous. It's amazing. And so, you know, you need like a headlamp or something to get you down there.
It's slippery,
and
too.
Take a robe, take your Crocs, get your fur-lined Crocs. And it is so fun and magical. And you know, what a, especially when it's kind of chilly.
Yeah.
And you this is the right time of year because it's not freezing yet, yes. But it's that mountain cold.
Yes. Right. Hot it's springs. Perfect. Yeah. And get that private access. Super fun.
Okay.
So
we're staying that's at where Strawberry Park?
Yep. Strawberry Park Hot Springs. That's where we're going to stay in one of these little cabins.
Cool.
Worth your time.
I didn't even know that existed. Yes. I didn't either.
So fun. We've got a really fun lineup of activities that we're going to do in Steamboat. First thing, actually, yeah, this is the first thing we're going to do, just to kind of set the tone for the weekend to get us ready to go. First, we're going to head over to FM Light & Sons.
Yes.
A shop over in Steamboat.
What is this?
This is the foremost store for Western wear. Mm-hmm. In
excellent.
I don't know, just the
we're
mountains.
Really getting in yeah. character.
This okay. is have approximately 1,000 highway signs on yes, the way there. If you've, advertising
if
it,
you've ever
you
driven, if you've ever driven up there, they're the yellow signs with the black the black font
those
on them.
Those are always like mm-hmm. I don't know how to read those. I'm like, do I go to this or is yes, this a yeah. thing I avoid? But this
I'm
is
like,
the thing you go
did
to.
Did they buy up all this property for yes. these signs?
So this has been around. This place has been around for a really long time. And so the reason we're going here is we're going to get us a cowgirl hat
yeah.
to okay. start the weekend.
Yeehaw.
Because I don't have one. And I just, I know. You Amanda looks one? Shocked.
Oh my gosh.
I don't. Know. I honestly, I don't either.
I don't.
My son has one, but and my husband. But
what about boots? You guys have boots?
I don't.
I'm on the other end of the spectrum with the Doc Martens. So
okay. Respect.
Yeah.
I respect
so
the Docs.
I want to start my weekend off with the. This is like the OG place to go, mm-hmm. in okay. my opinion. You got to go right to the source. So we're going there. We're getting our hat, and then we're
and what's
full
it called
speed
again?
Ahead. FM Light & Sons.
Okay.
So we're going there. Perfect. We're getting our hat. Let's go. And then next, we're going to head to a fall foliage photography hike. Yes. Ooh. So I saw this on the like Steamboat Springs Chamber site. And so Chris Beckia, sorry if I butcher your name, of Morning Light Photography is mm-hmm. doing these photography hikes through just kind of the fall. It looked like it was through September through October, kind of weather permitting. And you're going to be spending most of the day hiking out there, taking your camera. I don't currently have a camera, but, you know, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to borrow one from a friend or something.
You know,
I love
phones are just as good.
True.
Nowadays,
I love photography. So he's going to teach you how to capture the best light for these gorgeous changing aspens and everything.
Light. Yeah.
And he's going to take you to some of the coolest spots up in Steamboat on like a, it says it's a pretty accessible hike, nothing too crazy. So you're not going to get too sweaty, you don't need your poles or anything.
You're in your cowboy boots probably.
Mm, yeah. So I think that's going to be a really fun way to start my day. And okay. then we're finishing it off. This one's a little out of left field, but I'm really excited to try this. We're going to go fly fishing in the Yampa
Ooh.
River.
Oh, I think this is where my aunt and uncle go fly fishing.
Yes. So fall is a really good time to go fly fishing.
Why fall?
It's something about the trout spawning.
Really? Okay, I know nothing. I know nothing about
fish. You're looking at me, Amanda. I have not a clue myself either. I have never been fishing in my
life. So fish experts, you know, sound off. Let me know if I'm off base there. But this has been,
is a real Colorado pastime, though, that I think we don't talk enough
this
about.
This is a huge thing here. When I was reporting in the foothills, this was something I really loved writing about because I come from the Midwest, so we lake fish there, but I really liked...
I think the flowing stream,
yes.
it feels very meditative.
It
like
is.
My family members that do it, it's like an all-day adventure. You're just one...
And you're like standing in the water.
You're yes. standing in the water
yes.
for
so
hours.
It's so cool. Another reason people like it for fall is also because of the changing colors and the crisp air is just really a nice environment. So I don't have any of the gear because, like I said, we don't do this where I'm from. So I'm going to probably get an outfitter to take me on a guided tour where they'll provide the gear.
Seems like the safest
way
to do it,
too. Yeah, they'll take me to the good spots. They'll mm-hmm. get the gear.
Okay.
That's how we're spending our weekend in Steamboat Springs.
Beautiful.
I love
mostly
all these ideas. Yeah. So we've got a hot springs. We've got a photo tour. We've got, we've got to get outfitted.
Yeah, we got our fits.
And then we can go do some meditative river fishing.
Reeling a big trout.
I love it.
Heck yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Pine Melon, the farmer's market delivered. Pine Melon is a next-generation grocery delivery app that partners with over 200 farmers, ranchers, and producers in Colorado to help make fresh, locally sourced foods available to the Denver community at fair prices. Get high-quality meats, eggs, and dairy from small local farms, fresh baked breads from local bakeries, and more, as well as all of your favorite pantry staples. Best part is, Pine Melon offers same-day delivery to Denver and soon Boulder within a 2-hour window, no subscription necessary. Save time in your busy schedule and get fresh and healthy groceries delivered right to your door. Join the movement and support local today. Use promo code CityCastDenver for $75 off your first delivery at pinemelon.com. That's pinemelon.com.
Okay, Amanda, you're next. Where are we going with you?
I would love to take everyone to Estes Park.
Free.
You don't have to sell me on this one.
Well, can I admit something embarrassing before we get into this? For the first year that I lived here, I was pronouncing it completely wrong.
How'd you say it?
And my hairdresser corrected me because I was filling her in on my life. You know how you're at your hair appointment and you talk about where you go. Oh, and she's from here, so she keeps me honest and she kind of corrects me. I've learned so much about this state from her because she was born and raised here. So I was going around saying Estes Park. I had a great weekend in Estes. Why did my brain think that was how it was pronounced? I don't know, but I've got it down. Estes Park is where
I choose. That's good. I feel like maybe someone's listening and going, I'm not alone in thinking that.
Yeah, they're like, crap. Nice. Yeah. Thanks, Amanda.
It's not Estes.
It's a great little spot. It's not far from the city.
Not far at all. Yeah, that's something I love about it. It's proximity. Same. You could do it in a day or you could do it in a weekend. It's
worth staying there, but if you don't have the time, it's worth it just to go for a day.
For sure. So thinking about staying, I have two places that I've stayed. Well, I've stayed three places, but my top two were either the Stanley Hotel, of course, iconic, spooky.
So spooky.
Classic.
Spooky year-round, by the way.
Yeah, truly. Or I stayed at the YMCA of the Rockies in a cabin.
Oh, cool.
Which I feel like is not very well known, kind of underrated. People think it's just for kiddos and summer camp, but you can book small cabins. They have huge lodges for big families.
Cool.
And we saw a coyote right outside our door. We saw elk. I mean, it felt like you were back at camp and just really in the nature. So YMCA the Rockies was a great place to stay and a lot more affordable.
I was just gonna say that's a great option because like the Stanley is awesome, but if you go up there anytime when there's anything cool going on, all the hotels I feel like get booked out really quickly and it can be kind of pricey. So it's good to know that there's a more affordable option for families.
Yeah. So YMCA the Rockies was great.
Cool.
Activity wise, I mean, you've got to hike at Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh yeah.
And I'd like to say, if you're not a hiker, you can still drive up to Bear Lake, park at the trailhead, do a flat little walk right around the lake, and it's stunning. And you have amazing views. You feel like you're
in nature,
the middle of the Rockies, but it doesn't require a huge strenuous hike. So I've taken my parents up there, visitors who are only here for a little bit and haven't really acclimated to the altitude yet.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
a quick trip, drive up to Bear Lake or do Sprague Lake. They're really short and flat and stunning. So perfect for people of all abilities.
I do. That's a great state park.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Love that.
Rocky Mountain National Park. And then, the Alpine roller coaster.
Oh, the Alpine slide. Yes.
No, they have a roller. It's like a coaster. It's on like the metal
cool.
steel. It's not a slide. Because I think Steamboat has an Alpine slide.
There's a couple different ones like in Breck and stuff too.
Really? Okay, wait, tell me about this.
I think this sounds amazing. The Mountain Mustang or the Mustang Mountain Coaster. And I think it's like $20 to ride it, but you get in and it's one person per seat and you have to have both hands on the handles and you control your speed. So they take you up a hill and there's a guy sitting at the top and he kind of gives you the signal to go because he's watching the other people below you because, you know, they can't regulate the speed. So they want to make sure you don't run into anybody. So I did that with my husband. I went first. I was actually very afraid when we got up to the top and I hit the gas, but I was going really slow. Apparently, I thought I was flying. But my husband said, after we got off, he said the guy at the top was like, all right, you got to wait here for a little bit. That woman in front of you is going really slow. So I thought I was flying, and it was really fun. The views were amazing. I was shaky. I was scared. But I guess I was going at a snail's pace. So whatever you're comfortable with, they are managing everyone around you, so it's safe for everyone. But it was just a really stunning high-speed way to take in some views in Estes Park.
I like that it's controlled too, so you don't, so you can like really go at your own speed.
I've always wanted to do one of these. Like, I've always been a skier. That's why I moved here. You know, I love skiing, and I would always see the little coaster tracks when I was a kid going up the lifts, and I'd be like, oh, those look so cool. Yeah. But I had never been to Colorado anytime that there wasn't snow on the mountains, so I've never done one. This is the season. I need to do it.
Right. You don't want to do it when it's too cold, you know? Yeah.
What's next?
Okay. If you go during, I guess now's the time, September or October, it's elk rutting season.
Oh, yep.
That's right.
So the first time I went to Estes Park, we were staying in an Airbnb near the golf course. And we, my husband's obsessed with golf, so of course he's always looking out the window and seeing how people are hitting as we drive past. And we saw no humans, no golf carts, just elk. Elk all over the golf course. Whoa. Like huge, multiple herds, big buck, antlers everywhere. And it was truly a sight to behold. So I guess during elk rutting season, which is right now, the male elk are out searching for
hollering love. For some ladies.
Yeah. Dang. On the prowl.
It's one of those things too that like you can see we can see anything in the world online, right? We can see pictures on our phone, but when you see an elk like in real life, you realize like big and majestic they are.
Yeah.
The elk scream.
That is terrifying. Bugling, right?
It is so scary. It is so high pitched and terrifying. Elk are very high on my list of scary animals. I am very scared.
When we were there last fall, they were all over the golf course. So if you want to see elk, I mean, that's guaranteed. Go to Estes Park Golf Course, just kind of drive around. Or they were downtown. We saw one like cross a crosswalk on Elkhorn Avenue. Very appropriate. They were everywhere. They took over the city. So
that's so cool.
It's a great time of year to go.
Don't get too close. That's all I'm going to say.
No, but it's nice because in a place like Estes, they're like everybody that's there is accustomed to it. So it's like there's a little bit of order around how to deal with them and not, you know, interfere with nature.
I don't trust people around elk. I've seen too much crap. All right, Bree. Well, I'm ready to hear where you're going to take us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I feel like mine's not necessarily thought of as a fall place, but I picked Pueblo.
Oh.
It's just a place I don't spend enough time. My best friend David is from there. He's friend of the show, two-time guest, David Casados.
Oh, we love David.
He's great. I hit him up, actually, because I was like, if you're going to give me a tour of Pueblo, what do I need to do? Because most of the time he's like, everybody comes down for the state fair, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, but there's other stuff to do year round. So it's about a 2-hour drive, which I think is like, again, you could stay. You could go home if you want. I found a cute little Airbnb called the Obriendo Inn if you want to stay, or you can stay with my cousin Andrea. That's what I'm going to do.
Shout out Andrea. On my way.
But I'm going to go for leaf peeping. I mean, it's kind of like a given. Shout out to the local paper, the Pueblo Chieftain.
Hell
great
yeah.
Explanation of their late September, early October is best time for leaf peeping around Pueblo. They have this huge like trail system that's 30 miles of walking, jogging, or biking in and around Pueblo. So the trail system follows the river. It's super easily mapped out. There's like entry points around the town for pedestrians to get in on it. Or there's parts where you can drive up you want to go a little bit farther in. But it's mostly accessible from like if you're staying in the town of Pueblo. And the river walk is just gorgeous. That's part of more of the downtown. But there's like more of like an outdoor trail where you can see the cottonwoods changing.
Oh,
is really a big thing to see there. And then the so after leaf peeping, because I know leaf peeping is kind of over. I feel like it's a little bit overrated.
I don't know. I haven't been here very long, so it's still so amazing to me. It's still so amazing to me.
I mean, just this weekend, one of my friends was like, are you going to go leaf peeping this year? Like, that's a normal phrase that's thrown around out here. So I'm still adjusting, too.
I still think it's so cool.
I've done it at Kenosha Pass, which was beautiful. That's like one of the big spots.
Yes.
So I thought, you know, why not we do Pueblo? That's like not as thought of as much for this.
Yeah. Skip the lines.
Yeah, skip the lines. And then there's this great sandwich spot in Pueblo that everyone I know raves about. It's called Paschi. It's this family-owned Italian restaurant. They've got two locations. They've been making these amazing Italian sausage sandwiches for decades.
Ooh.
And I was like, David, what do I get? And he says, you get the Paschi special, which is like an Italian sausage sandwich with American cheese and Pueblo green chili.
Oh, Pueblo green chili.
From the source.
Could not think of a better thing to enjoy in the fall, too. It's that warm, a little hearty spice. I don't know if Olivia could handle it.
Outing me like that.
She says mouthwash is too spicy.
You said that on the last show and somebody wrote in and said we were white.
It's the best way I've ever heard anyone describe something too spicy. So it might be too spicy for you, but I think anybody could handle it. Mm. And then the next day, we're going to spend more time in the downtown.
Okay.
So they have this amazing place called Neon Alley.
Ooh.
And Joe Concilia, who's just like a local resident, has been collecting neon signs forever. And
no way.
Yeah, in so downtown, cool. He's filled this alleyway.
What?
Amanda also loves neon.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you're going to love this. Yeah. It's off of Union on B Street across from the Union Depot. It's in this alley and it's just like old restaurant signs, old bar signs, advertisements, like all these beautiful things. And the thing about neon, I think you probably know this too, Amanda, is like nighttime is cool. Dusk is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Because with neon, if you want to take a really nice picture of it, you want to be able to see, like if you're in the dark, it gets kind of blown out by the neon.
Everything else is black.
Yeah. So if you go at dusk, this is like an early evening wander downtown. Take some pictures in the neon alley.
Oh, I'm going tonight.
Yeah. You're
gonna
love it. I see the wheels turning for Amanda.
Because it's a collection. That's the thing is like with neon, often you're like driving around to find that one cool sign.
For sure,
right?
Yeah.
This is a whole alleyway of just like two walls full of cool signs.
How did I not know about this?
It's really.
That reminds me of the Neon Museum in Vegas.
Oh.
It's like a junkyard for all the old Vegas signs. We need one here.
But Vegas has like an incredible collection that you can't. Yeah. And I went there at dusk too. Randomly, our tour was then. It was incredible. I agree with you. So if you like the Neon Museum in Vegas, this is our equivalent
for sure.
And then while you're downtown, you can head over to the Fuel and Iron Food Hall. So they've got a beautiful new food hall that's got all kinds of things. You know, ramen, hot chicken, ice cream. Fresh coffee, whatever you want. It's just one of those things where you wander into a downtown, you can like kind of meander, get a meal, go see the neon, wander along the river walk, just really like take in the sights and sounds of downtown Pueblo.
I love that.
Yeah. So this is like more for my city folks that are not necessarily the hikers.
The city girl in me is very interested.
I think you'll like it. Fall, again, perfect time of year to be out in the crisp air in Colorado. So that's my little trip to Pueblo.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
You said that's like 2 hours south?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not
a bad drive. You can definitely do it in one day, but Pueblo's really cute. A weekend there is, I think, worth it.
Gotta do it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, this was so fun, you guys.
This was great.
This was awesome.
I'm feeling so inspired.
Me too.
Getting the travel itch.
I know, me too. When I was planning
this,
I was like, maybe you should actually go do this.
Yeah, girls trip.
Yeah, little girls trip. Well, if you're listening and you have some other recommendations for us for your favorite fall getaways, things that you like to do around the state, especially this time of year, give us a call on the Fall Getaways Hotline, 720-500-5418. Leave us a message. Let us know what you think. And thank you guys so much. Thanks for bringing your ideas. This was great.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. We're going to be talking about all things fall this week, from Colorado's spookiest spots to remote restaurants that are worth the trip. And we want to hear from you. Where do you like to go to get away in the fall?
Do you have a favorite leaf peeping location or historic hotel where you like to stay for a Colorado getaway? Let us know on the It's Always Fall hotline at 720-500-5418. Again, leave us a voicemail with your name and your fave fall getaway at 720-500-5418. That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed the show, why not take a minute to tell Steamboat Springs City Manager Gary Suter about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and support the show by becoming a founding member today at membership.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you later. Hey Denver, it's Bree. Before we get to the show today, I want to personally invite you to become a founding member of CityCast Denver. If you love the podcast and you want to keep it going... Okay, sorry.